Hiya, and welcome to Esposito. I nearly forgot what we called the podcast, but it's called Esposito. This is season three, episode... No, it's not. Season two. Why have I jumped ahead of season? Honestly, I hope you loved season two. It was wild. We had a lot of fun. When the Enterprise showed up with their whales, it was brilliant. They brought the whales back on a Klingon ship. God damn it. This has been a whole... A train wreck of an introduction so far. Hang on, I'll start again. Hello and welcome to Esposito, Season 2, Episode 3. I'm John, I am the Games Master for the game. I'd like to thank you all very much for rejoining us, for continuing to listen despite our constant introduction errors and terrible life choices. Yeah, thank you very much for coming back over and over again to listen to us. We really do appreciate that. Thank you to everyone that's sort of sharing and retweeting and liking all the things that we're doing on the social medias. If you could keep that up, that'd be great. And if you're really liking it, if you love us that much, we'd appreciate any reviews or ratings you might want to throw down at us. Enjoy Season 2, Episode 3 of Esposito. So, you are in a mine on a quarantined planet. Hud and Dora, you arrived here with several other companions, Marcellus, Sam, Anthony, Srivar, and Philly. Most of them are now dead, having had a bit of a kerfuffle with them within this mine once you'd arrived. Caraban, you, having met them to escort them, watched these strangers turn and kill several dwarves within the mine, and then turn on each other as well, as far as you could tell. You also took a heavy amount of damage in that fight and are feeling particularly weak, I'm going to say. You managed to incapacitate one of the hostile characters within this fight, Sam, and you have bound her. You're currently in this mine, which presumably at the minute you can't leave because there is an electrical storm outside the mountain that you're based in. And you've also heard a brief sort of intermittent transition from the captain of the ship that brought you here, saying that there was something going on, but you couldn't quite make it out. All you could tell was it's something relating to an asteroid storm nearby and something relating to the planet's defense screen. But that's about all you've managed to pick up. So yeah, you are battered and weary. The lifeless body of the Kesh filly, who seemed to have been on your side in the fight, is in the center of the room. Do you want me to describe what's in the room as well? Sorry.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Okay, so you've got a pile of crates, which is where Korriban hid for a lot of the fight before being knocked unconscious.
I feel like we could differentiate between hid and took cover.
We could. There's a door on the far end of the room, which leads off. There is what looks like a lift door, but it's actually a access port for a shuttle that runs between the main city on the light side of the planet and this mine on the dark side of the planet. There's another door near that. You don't know what it does. And then there is the lift that you came down in.
Right, mates. Who fancies, how are we faring? Who fancies a drink? And we could chat about what just occurred.
I'm going to go over to Philly and pull the eyes down and give a little bit of a sigh. Fucking hell. What went on there? Is Sam unconscious?
Sam is unconscious, yes. Unconscious and bound.
Can I do a medicine check to try and wake her up?
You certainly can.
And, of course, that's the one thing I've got a fucking minus on. That is a four. I kick her.
You try and wake her up, you slap her with your foot, and then you quickly realise that was probably the wrong thing to do when you hear a bit of a crack. You're not quite sure, but you may have done some more damage than good.
What's Sam bound with?
I had some manacles on me.
Dora just looks to her drone and just goes, go on. The drone goes out and puts a field salve on Sam and Hood and Dumas.
If you've got any, I could definitely deal with that.
Yeah.
Dumas is currently stood there, like, covered in blood. Like, genuinely soaked.
So you all get 6 HP back.
Excellent. At which point you see, having just been sort of kicked, Sam blinks slowly and then turns her head back round. And she's still laid on the floor, manacled with her arms behind her back.
So, what was all that about?
As you say that and you're looking at her, one thing you notice is that her eyes, unlike their previous nature, are entirely black. She looks at you as you say that, but she doesn't really seem to see you. And then she starts looking around the room, and it's like she's seeing everything, but she's not really comprehending it. She starts struggling to get out of the manacles, but doesn't manage to get very far with that.
Could I do a lore check to see if I know anything about the big eyes and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's a natural one. I'm not using this dice anymore.
You're pretty sure that all Prometheans have big black eyes. You think it's weird that she didn't have them before.
Can Prometheans change their eyes?
No, mate. I don't know what you've been drinking, but here, have some of mine.
I take the bottle from Dora. Yeah, you guys are going to want to have a look at this.
Can I do... I feel like this came through the comms or something. There was like a huge crackle. So I can do like an investigation checking or a computer check on the communication device in her ear.
What you saw was after that, there was a loud noise that sort of preceded this that came through Beltrov's comm.
I mean, how complex is the radio system? Is there any way to figure out where the transmission came from? Does it say what frequency?
It's just an earpiece. You, as you also have the same earpiece, would know that it's part of an interlocked system that runs across all the Dwarven Security Force network. So it came from somewhere within the network, or the network was interfered with. It's something that you would know.
Do I know how hard that network would be to crack, roughly? Is it really secure or just quite secure?
It's pretty secure, but you've already heard that there's something to do with the defense screen that's up, and you know that they are linked.
Okay.
As you guys are sort of looking around at this, you just hear from Sam, and she just says, with absolutely no warmth in her voice at all, the laughing, joking Promethean that was on the ship with you on the way here, there's no trace of that now, and she just says, "Release me."
No.
Oh, she's pretty creepy, man. Let's say we do her in.
Like, in the kill you sort of way.
Exactly.
Or the unbind you sort of way.
Release me.
I mean, either way, no.
The Queen must be obeyed.
Who?
The Queen must be obeyed.
Who's this Queen? Tell me about this Queen.
Release me. Ah.
Look, we'll release you if you tell us about the Queen. All right? Savvy?
And she just starts struggling against the bindings again.
Look, mate, this Queen of yours sounds very powerful, sounds very... rich, almost. Could be a great ally to us. We could parlay together. Maybe we can make an agreement. If I let you out, and I bend down towards Sam, then maybe we could team up.
In the same way that she did to Hud, she looks at you with these big void-like black eyes and just blinks, and she tilts her head slightly and just says, "Release me."
Does she sound like the president Independence Day when he gets taken in?
Peace! No, peace!
I'm going to say yeah, if that's what you want.
100%. Well, I say we kill her. What about you? Kill her?
No, not yet. Let's find out. Korriban, are there any kind of bugs on this planet? Anything? When I was in the core, I heard stories... I'm just sort of looking into Sam's eyes at this point, just trying to work out what's going on. I heard stories about alien bugs laying eggs in people's brains and stuff.
Now they do this that I know of.
I sort of flick Sam's forehead and see how she reacts.
She doesn't really. She blinks a little bit, and that's about it.
Weird.
Oh, I reckon best way is, well, we've got two options as far as I'm concerned. We either kill her now, or we take her back to the city. See if someone, you know, knows a bit about this, can figure it out.
I vote option B. We've lost enough people already, and I don't particularly want to plug someone who's not in their right mind or is being... I push Sam's head this time to see if there's any sort of reaction.
And she just sort of rocks back and then leans back forwards and then looks at you again.
Yeah, I don't feel great about...
You never know, there might be a cure.
Exactly.
Can I do a medicine check on her as well?
Yes, you can.
Natural 20, let's go.
There is no such thing as a natural 20.
22. Yeah.
I mean, that's high enough, but I just wanted you to... No such thing as a natural 20. On a skills check. Yeah, there is definitely a natural 20 in an attack roll. All right. So she's definitely been infected with something. looking closely at her, you can see the big black eyes are a dead giveaway that something's changed. But you can also see some other mutations that have begun that were definitely not there when you were flying in. You can see slightly raised areas of her skin, particularly on her cheek, but also there's a bit on her neck that looks like there's some sort of thin armor plating growing underneath her skin. And there's also, you can see one of the veins on the side of her neck is very faintly, but definitely a shade of green.
Does my earpiece radio back to like base at all?
Back to the station?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Okay, so I tune into the base and say, this is Corobin reporting from mine. We've encountered some hostiles. They've taken over some of the other crew members, and let's just say several of us are down. Possible we've been exposed to some kind of contagion. Don't know, but we're going to be coming back, possibly through the commuter tunnel back to the city. Recommend quarantine procedures for the whole party. And I look at everyone else. I'm thinking commuter tunnels, quickest way if there's an electrical storm going on up ahead. Beltrov, this tunnel, this is one that leads back to the city, right?
Aye, that's the commuter tunnel, you know, it's the only one.
Okay, right. I reckon we gather up our pots and pans here and we head back to the city and see what's going on with this electrical storm. And got to admit, I think we might be in for a wait with the quarantines because it's quite likely we've been exposed to something here.
Don't mean to alarm you, fellas, but this one seems to be mutating somewhat. I think possibly even the dead ones at a push might not be yet dead. I can't be sure of that, but I say we kill it here with some kind of fire and head back.
Ooh, Sam?
All of them. Let's burn the bodies because this is creeping me out. And I point out the vein on the neck that's going green. That looks to me like some Hulk shit going on. So
fair dues on that, but I reckon we keep Sam alive. Cause
yeah, we're not killing her just because she's sick.
It's clearly not in her right mind, is she?
Mm.
Right, but if she mutates into some kind of beastie on the way back and kills us all...
Then we'll kill that.
Right.
Well, she's restrained. We've got her under guard.
Yeah.
I'm just quickly going to go to Tom, just because, you know, we should. Tom, you are in a small room. You've taken shelter in here from the electrical storm. You knew a way in that you've been using for quite a few years whenever something like this comes through or to evade hunters. In your time there, usually you would keep low, keep quiet, and there'd be the sound of workmen and the mines running. But this time it was fairly quiet when you first got in, and then there was the sound of quite a long, drawn-out fight. And you've now been sat in this room listening to these sounds of conversation going on. You picked up little bits and pieces of it. What do you want to do?
I think I'd like to emerge from the room quite quietly. Is it a fairly secluded location? Have I heard everything that was going on?
You've heard a lot of what's going on, not quite everything, because actually you're in a room.
Okay, I'm going to move to the corner of that room and have a look at who's in the room at the moment.
Okay, do you want to roll a quick stealth check?
So that's a 21.
That's very stealthy. You very quietly make your way into the first room and you look through the window and the door and you can see two dwarves and two other species that you've not really ever seen before. You've heard stories, you've seen sort of images in databases. You imagine them to be a human and an Aldori, and you can see there's also a Kesh body on the floor. There's a couple of other bodies on the floor and there's a figure that is bound in the middle of this group. And there's a few other dwarves that are dead on the ground.
I'm going to emerge from my position and walk into the room. This is very curious.
I draw my pistol and like train it on the newcomer.
This figure walks in, and Tom, do you want to describe yourself?
I'm assuming you'd all be familiar with Adendu. They're quite slender beings. They're very leggy, I mean, is the best way to describe them, with strange tentacles for hair. They're quite ethereal looking, but also very short, unless you're a dwarf, and then you're about the same height. Pale skin and dark purple hair and kind of yellow, not glowing, but certainly reflecting in the light eyes. And as this Dendu emerges, it gives a curious glance over to the human that's raised its pistol and a bit of a glare at the dwarf that's raised the pistol at it.
Just what I bloody needed, a fucking snakehead.
Well, mate, actually, I don't think that's PC anymore.
Ah, you tell that to the half my planet that they burnt down.
This is exactly the kind of reception I expected.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
My name is Rebuk, and I hide from his kind.
In their mine?
Yes, it's their planet now.
It's always our planet. Never were your planet till you came here, thinking you owned the place.
We remember it. I remember it differently.
Look, I don't care about the story time. Did you have something to do with this infection?
No, but I hear quarantine, I hear infection, and I am concerned.
So, wait.
Who are you?
I said my name is Rebuk.
I know your name, but who are you? Like, what are you doing down here?
Surviving.
See, so all you'll get from his lot, lies and deception.
I like him. Welcome to the party.
Wait, what?
Anybody new can help. He's obviously not infected. Weird thing, he's got yellow eyes like me. Mine's jaundice, obviously.
How drunk are you? We have no idea who this guy is.
For all we know, he's been the one who's controlling him from behind that door.
All right, well, let me have a little look at him. Is it a him or a she?
You would say him.
Ah, let me have a little look at him. I've got good insight when it comes to this kind of thing. And Dora walks up to him, looks him in the eye.
You are Eldori.
I am indeed, sir. Nice to meet you. My name's Aldora, and I hold out my hand.
I'm not sure what to do. You attack now?
Say the word.
No. And then I hold up my hand. Do I know any greetings in Dendu? I do like a history check.
Most people tend to greet each other with fairly universal greetings. Handshake is a fairly normal symbol, so you get the feeling that if he's not seen this, then he's not travelled much of the universe.
Okay, I just hold out my hand and go, high five, mate.
I raise my hand back and kind of mirror how his hand's raised.
And I slap his hand.
You've high-fived. Successfully.
That feel good. Is that the first high-five you've ever had?
High-five? This is fun game.
Let's go again.
Right, enough with the playtime. Come on. If you insist on keeping him about.
Seems to be all right, don't he? Anything you can tell us about this infection? Do you think you could have a stab at looking at this infected one.
I'm afraid I've never come across this before. There was mention of a queen, yes?
Yes, well, apart from me, obviously. Hello.
Yes, queen.
Sashay away. That was a RuPaul reference. I don't know.
We did.
Yeah, we all got it.
We're cool. We know what's up.
I do not understand this reference. Who is this rude Paul you talk of?
Yes, well done.
All I'm saying is I'm not babysitting some dendu on the way back to the city if it goes south.
I've still got my pistol out. I'm not quite pointing it at Rebuk anymore. And I'm sort of, so are we just taking this guy who's emerged from the shadows?
Ah, take him back to the city. We'll lock him up.
I don't like the idea of locking this guy up. He's his own being. He can roam all he likes.
And I assure you I have no need of babysitting.
Did Philly have any tools on them?
I can check.
Or gold. Tools or gold?
Oh, he's got mechanics tools on him.
It's no use to me, but I don't know if it's anyone used to use to anyone else.
No.
Oh, I think I've got mechanics proficiency.
I pass a mechanics kit to Aaron then.
Cool.
He's also got a pair of micro binoculars.
Oh, they'll be useful. I'll have them.
A flashlight.
I'll take the flashlight.
Was that fleshlight or flashlight?
Either way.
It could be two things.
He's modified it.
Not touch the flashlight.
It was a flashlight. He's heavily modified it.
I leave the flashlight where it is.
Well, appropriately, next to that are some flares.
Oh my god! I will take the... so is it a flare gun or just flare?
Six flares.
Okay, I'll have the flares.
No flagon. And there's a med kit as well.
It's not much use to me, but we'll have it.
And another set of restraints that are reinforced. I don't know.
Oh, we take the restraints.
What is wrong with all of you?
They're part of the kit.
What is carrying around handcuffs?
handcuffs and a fleshlight.
They're part of the kit.
Who's taking the med kit?
I've got it, but I'm happy to give it to anyone else if it's more useful.
Yeah, I think Dora, you better have that.
There's time six. No, I think it's good to spread spread it out. I've got the field salve, so if I go down, then...
I'm crap at medicine, so...
Caraban, you have noticed something a little bit odd.
Is it the flashlight?
Well, that was odd. That was... It was odd, but what actually made you a little more uncomfortable was that all of you seem to be carrying your own manacles, and yet none of you are law enforcement. You've noticed that no one's responded to your comm.
That don't bode well.
What do you mean?
I've not heard out from base. Usually they'd be back straight away. I reckon we get down this tunnel back to the city. It's the best chance we got of finding out what's going on, unless we want to go topside and find the seed spawn again.
Didn't someone say something about something being knocked out?
A defence grid. There's a defence grid around the planet to stop people coming too close and nosying, if you will. But if that's been knocked down, that'll be the first time I've ever heard about that. We're not going to find anything out topside here. I reckon we go back to the city.
Is there anything that could have taken out the defence grid and the communications?
I mean, I'm a computer specialist a bit, so I guess I would know.
Yeah, you are aware that the two are linked. So knocking out one is likely to have knocked out both.
Knocking out one's likely to have knocked out both.
He said sagely.
Not a great system.
All right, let's all poke holes in the design of my defense systems. It's not like a spaceship that could be blown up from the floor that you land on, is it?
Oh, shade!
Dumas walks towards the commuter corridor.
Look, wait. Before you go, are you all right? Because you look a little peaky. Maybe we should take a little rest here before we make our way down the passage.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I could rest. Do I know what was mined here?
You do. It was adamantine.
Ooh.
The classic D&D metal adamantine.
Is there any, like, ore or anything lying around that I can just... Because I'm proficient in smith's tools.
You're going to try and make full adi and sell it for 32k gold.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to make an entire spaceship of it.
I mean, you do know that the spaceship that you arrived on was made of it.
Oh, well. Well, that should just make it easier then.
You're also aware that the crates that you were sent here to collect were adamantine ore.
Oh, well, great. Can I stock up on some adamantine ore?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty heavy. You wouldn't be able to carry a lot of it. I'd say you could probably get away with carrying about 2 ingots.
That's enough to make something fun out of. Does anyone else want to hoik some of this? Because it could be useful in future.
Yeah, I'll grab an ingot.
I don't do well with carrying stuff, mate. Sorry. Apart from the party. And she laughs.
And takes a big swig.
Yes, 100%. She takes half the bottle in one swig.
Nice. Okay, so did you guys want to rest then? This mine in particular does have a small bunk room.
Oh, okay.
Can we also burn these bodies? I'm a little bit concerned,
said the pyromaniac.
You're the man with the flares.
Right. Can I do an investigation check? Is there any space hay?
Well, I mean, what do you think they pack the ingots with?
Oh, yes! You've been waiting for this moment.
Just before he starts setting them on fire, can I just do a quick investigation check to see if there's any, like, ventilation in the place?
There is ventilation. That is mostly how Rebook got in through a very large ventilation shafts, by the way, for dwarves are almost walking height. Just because I want to avoid that, ventilation shafts aren't big enough for you to crawl through. Dwarves make them more or less as walking height so that they can easily get through most ventilation shafts.
So it's essentially just another corridor.
It's a slightly smaller corridor with fans at the end.
Adoring, squealing fans.
There's plenty of ventilation, is the point.
Right, let's kip down then and head for the city.
Well, give me a second. I would like to burn these bodies.
Okay, you can burn the bodies.
I shove a bit of space hay in each of them out, take one flare, and light them all.
It starts burning and it instantly starts smelling. And Marcellus catches fire quite quickly because he's also covered in fur.
Oh, God, that's going to smell so bad.
Yeah, like, there's the horrible smell of burning hair. The other bodies, being bodies that are mostly water and with no fur, don't really catch fire.
But the space hay?
Yeah, the space hay incinerates the flesh around their head, but the rest of the body is still mostly water.
I leave. I can't be in the same room as this.
Right, bollocks for this. Let me cut off their heads. I use my new sword, the double-bladed sword, and I cut off each of their heads. And I kick them away from the body so they can't reattach if there is some kind of weird.
Is this Aldori funeral custom?
Yes, mate. Yes. So if I ever die, I give you permission to shove some hay in my mouth, burn my face off, then cut my head off, and then kick me.
Don't worry, I'll do same for you, Dendu.
That's a verbal agreement. Everyone's cutting each other's heads off and sticking space hay in the mouth.
Not me.
Yeah, you're exempt. Beltrov is also a little bit... She left pretty quickly as soon as this started happening.
Reby looks down at this Kesh that's being burned and beheaded and feels a strange feeling of kinship and sadness. And isn't sure why.
You've made an emo.
So you go into the living quarters. There's about half a dozen bunks in there with a small metal locker next to each one. At the far end, there's a little breakfast table and a small functional kitchen. And immediately to your left as you walk in, there's a computer station.
I'll go have a look at the computer.
Mostly it's status reports of the mining operation. There's a little flashing security warning, which is saying that one of the ventilation exits has been opened.
And is it supposed to be closed?
You can safely assume. I'm just going to stop you going down that rabbit hole. That's probably the one that Rebook? Good lord, I'm the DM and I can't remember names. Jeez.
It's almost Reebok, but not quite.
It's legally distinct, goddammit.
That's how he got in here.
Is there any connection to the wider space internet, the sim?
Well, actually, the dwarves have never really been part of the sim. They kind of use a weird VPN. You have to access it through a sim lounge.
Basically, I'm trying to figure out if there's any comms.
There's a direct communication line into the city.
Can I boot that up?
Yep. You press a few buttons, activate the communication system. Do know this, it would usually take you through to a sort of switchboard, which would direct you to different services that would usually be connected, but it goes straight through to an emergency channel. And you hear a voice that comes through and says, hello? Hello? Who is this?
Dumas Korriban, we're stuck in the Mern on the dark side of the planet. We've heard reports of an electrical storm and the defense grid going down. We've had...
You need to join the evacuation. The planet is being evacuated. There is an invasion ongoing.
Whoa, what? Who's invasion? Who's invading?
We have no idea. There is an invasion ongoing. The asteroid storm around the planet came in. The defense screens went down. There are fighters in the atmosphere. There are troops on the ground. We have no idea exactly what is going on. The defense forces are trying to fend them off.
Where are the defense forces? I'm part of the military.
They're within the city. If you're part of the military, I would not... The battle is a losing...
Right, I'm on my way. I hang up the terminal and I look at Rebook and say, if this is out to do with your lot, I swear you will regret being born.
I can only hope, Dwarf. I can only hope.
I walk towards the commuter tunnel.
Not a very good idea, mate. You are slightly bleeding from your ear there.
There's no time for a rest. We need to get into it.
Dumas, yeah, look, it sounds like there's a full-scale war going on up there. I get it. I've been there, and I know when your people are getting hit, it's hard, but you're in no fit state. There's five of us. We've got a mutating prisoner on our hands, a weird homeless alien, and we don't know what's going on.
I take out my pistol and shoot Sam through the head.
Jesus Christ. The fuck was that?
Well, now we don't have a prisoner. I'm going.
I like him, and I follow.
Perhaps, Dumas, perhaps we should assess the situation before we kill everyone.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with the new weirdo.
You got cloth in your ears. My entire planet's under invasion. You heard the voice on the computer.
Yes, it says you are losing.
And you're half dead.
I'll patch myself up. Snout I've not had before. Come on, you're not with me.
Beltrov chimes in at this point and says, Ah, Korriban, I agree, we need to get there. But we need to be useful when we get there.
How long does the commuter thing take?
About 2 or 3 hours.
That's long enough for a short rest. We'll rest on shuttle.
The only thing is, mate, I'm pretty drained. And my powers, I don't know if you know this about me, they come from a kind of energy within me. So if I don't rest for a long time, I might not be able to help that much in the next fight. Savvy?
I appreciate you trying to be efficient here, but I can't wait.
I draw my my baton. I say to Korriban, look, you can stay here and rest, or we can make you.
Look, everybody, calm the fuck down.
Bloody hell, this is great. Dora just sits down.
That one's weird. Look, Korriban, I want to do something just like you. But if it's going to take us 2 or 3 hours and the battle's losing one already...
Ah, every moment counts.
That's not my point. My point is we'll get there in 3 hours. We could already have lost.
We can rest on the shuttle.
If the rest of the population is evacuating, maybe it's better we go with them and protect them.
You're saying none of you'll come with me?
If you're going, I'll go with you. But I'm just saying it may not be the best idea.
You cowards. You utter cowards.
None of us are being paid to die for your planet.
He's got the point. I am. I'll die for our planet with you.
I mean, look, 3 hours, 8 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what does it matter? We can rest here and then go.
How's about this? You bed down on the shuttle, the comfy, I've been on them before. When we get to the other end, you stay on the shuttle, finish your rest. I'll have a look about. Then, you're rested, I'm there. When you wake up, when you're ready, when you've got your powers back, we can have a look about. There's nothing saying we need to rest here. Grab a couple of duvets, take them on the shuttle wheel, get comfy.
You're well aware you don't need duvets on that shuttle.
They're nice. Please, for me. I know you've only just met me, but this is my planet and I care about it a lot.
Look, I'll do this on one condition, mate. You finish this bottle with me right now.
Dumas has a... He laughs despite himself. He doesn't want to laugh, but he gives a bit of a grin. You're on.
And a very surreal little tableau forms.
Is it a montage?
No, it's just a tableau. It's just a tableau. You take like 2 pint glasses that are on the side. You fill them both up with this apparently massive bottle of booze. And you're all drinking whilst there's a lot of people bloodied and burnt. There's a crackling message coming over the comms about evacuation and warfare. And it's just very bizarre.
And let's wet the baby's head. And he goes over and pours a bit of rum on Reboot's face.
That's a horrible saying.
More strange customs. This one I like.
And she kisses him.
This one I do not consent to.
This is a very problematic episode.
So while they're all getting drunk and molesting each other, can I go over to the computer and see if I can work out where they're evacuating from?
Do you want to roll a quick computer check for me?
Man, I'm rolling like crap today. That's a 7 from me.
With this on a Silrainar standard computer, you'd probably be able to do this quite easily, but you are working with a computer system that has never really interacted with that network. You get the feeling it would take you a good few years to be able to navigate this easily.
I call Beltrov over in that case.
Hey.
Hey, Beltrov, I suppose if we're doing this, can we find out where they're evacuating from? There must be like a rendezvous point.
Where to? From is fairly standard. That'll be going from any of the spaceports.
Yeah, but which spaceport? Which one's closest to us?
Closest to us?
Yeah.
I mean, there's one, really the closest one to us would be in the ruined Dendu city, but that's not one that's going to be used for much evacuating.
Well, can you check? At this point, some spaceports might have fallen. We don't know.
I can have a look at that. She taps away a bit. She says, "Ah, one of the spaceports has been destroyed by the looks of this in the city. The other 4 are still working. It looks like most of the ships have left already. It looks like we've scrambled a few hundred fighters. There's a battle going on there, and I mean the Dendu spaceport is still open. I mean, opens a big word. It looks like someone's taken shelter in there from the storm. That could be anyone.
Wait, what?
What?
You can pick up life signs with this thing.
Oh, no, it's a security thing. There's an alert saying that someone's broken the security of the spaceport. There's not meant to be anyone in there. The whole city's on lockdown because it's a Dendu city that's been ruined.
And you say that there's no ships in there?
I mean, there's probably ships in there. They're just not ships that we use.
Right, thanks. Okay. Yeah, we should probably get some rest.
Hey, hey.
By this point, I'm calling the shuttle and boarding it.
Yeah, the shuttle was actually already there. It takes a couple of minutes for the door to open, just because, as you know, when the door is attempted to open, that's when the cleanup is done from the previous journey. as it is a fairly long journey, the shuttle tends to get a little bit used. Not like in a sexy way.
Like a portaloo.
No, it's...
That's definitely not in a sexy way.
Speak for yourself.
That could be in a sexy way, Tom. Come on. You know, like when you get on a train and it's halfway through its journey, so it's like it's going from Newcastle to London and you get on to Manchester and it's just... Like, you sit down and there's a couple of empty Stella cans, there's a couple of packets of crisps that have been opened and strewn about. There's definitely at least one copy of the Metro there. It's a bit like that. So they tend to clean it up before you get on it the next time. I don't know why I went into that detail. I just really wanted to.
Someone's been on a train today.
It's fine, at least one listener will get it.
Can we just set the fuck off?
I'm with you.
Dimas, wait. Beltrov and I were just looking at the computers. There's something in the Dender City. Something that shouldn't be there.
Beltrov, what's he talking about?
The security doors have been tripped. It could be anything. Could be a scavenger.
It'll be his lot, pointing to Reboot.
Well, I mean, however many there are, it could be those fucking dwarves we saw off before.
I'd be surprised if any of my lots are there.
Hang on, Reboot. How long have you been out there?
Many years. There are no more Dendu on this planet.
So it's not Dendu in that city. Do you know who is there?
Scavengers, marauders, any number of dwarves looking to kill more Dendu, if any survived.
Seedspawn.
I could be Seedspawn.
You said the defense grid had never been taken offline before. You guys haven't been seen much by the rest of the galactic community. Not many people know you're here. I've never heard of this planet.
Ah, and we keep it that way.
Exactly. So what if there was someone who took the grid apart from in the inside? Someone who was already here? Someone who was operating out of somewhere where they knew you wouldn't look because it's a dead city from a civilization that you burnt decades ago?
I'm not saying it's impossible. But it's unlikely that this whole thing's been orchestrated from some dead way station in the middle of arse end of nowhere.
It's a pretty strange coincidence, don't you think? We turn up here, these guys, I sort of kick Sam's corpse, end up infected with some sort of weird mind control juju, and then your planet gets invaded. Seems like a lot of coincidences.
Aye, I'll give you that. But to me, it seems as though if someone manages to take down our entire defence system, they're going to be doing that from somewhere with an actual connection to the main security. That's going to be the city. Anyway, that's where my people are, and that's where they need me.
Let's just, I mean, I don't know much about computers, and it seems like you do, but what if someone could do it remotely, but from a location planet side?
It's not impossible.
Right. With that in mind, the five of us, if we found someone who was doing this, leading this, orchestrating this, we could do a lot more than just the five of us in the middle of a scrum, in the middle of a war. Right?
I see where you're going, but odds are we get there and it's just a group of scavs hiding in the ruins, hiding from the storm.
But what if it's not?
Well, if we go to the city, we know we can be of use. If we go in delving into the ruins, chances are we find fuck all.
Beltrov said they've got ships there. Worst comes to the worst, we find nothing. We take a ship, we join the dogfight in the skies. We can do a lot more that way than scrabbling around with a bunch of panicked, evacuating civilians.
I do like ships.
I'm no pilot. We don't really do space.
Well, the rest of us do. I'm a pilot. Looks like Dora's a pilot.
I'm not a pilot, mate. I'm a captain.
Well, I wouldn't trust her with a drink in her anyway.
To be fair, I don't think I'd trust her with a drink out of her. I think she's probably more stable with drunk.
Are you guys hitting on me? I don't.
Good God, no. So I'm saying, just think with your head and not with your heart for a second. This probably bears investigating. And if it is what we think it is, we can do a lot more good by investigating and solving it there.
Beltrov, I respect you. What do you reckon?
I mean, he makes a lot of sense. I mean, it could be fuck all, and you know that as well as I do. These systems trip at anything. Could be anything. But could be something. And even if it's not, it's a safe way off the planet. to rendezvous with the evacuation.
I don't want to evacuate.
Whether you want it or not is no matter. Most of the spaceports are empty. Whether you want to evacuate or not, that decision is out of your hands. It's out of my hands. All we can do is maybe solve it here. Maybe get the fuck and rendezvous with the rest of our kind and come back later when we know what's going on.
Well,
we've been caught with our pants down.
My vote's with the commuter tunnel back to the city.
And like I said, I'll go where you go. Even though I do technically outrank you, I will go where you go.
That's two votes for the city.
Look, mate, I think you are, I understand you love this planet. Honestly, I understand. It's great. And she looks around, it's like, she doesn't believe that it's great. But I think you need to expand your horizons. You must survive today so we can come back to fight another day. If you go into the center and it's completely rife with all these people, you're going to die. Whereas if you evacuate the planet, come back with a force, then you can take it back. You're going to your death. And, you know, we've got to be logical here. The strategical mind of this man over here, as she points at Hood, he's got something. I think maybe, mate, have a little rethink. Love you as I do. Good drinking partner. We'll do it again sometime.
Well, I guess it's down to you, Reboot.
Oh, he gets a vote.
You were the guys who wanted him to join up with the party.
I would like a way off this planet.
See, turn tail and run. That's all he's concerned about.
This is true. This has been my entire life. But I suppose you would run too when your entire species was wiped out.
You guys hear that and you're like, then do aren't all dead.
Yes, entirely wiped out.
Doran Hud, you are well aware that Dendu are quite a thriving species.
I sort of punch Dora in the arm, but lightly, and I'm like, your species hasn't been wiped out. I mean, it sounds like they carried out a genocide on this planet, and I look at both of the dwarves.
They started.
But there are other Dendu out there.
There are more of us?
Millions.
We could have kept that going for ages, mate. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, I'm not a drunk sociopath.
Right, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, our chaotic neutral character.
Please, a spaceship. We must leave this world.
So, Korriban, you coming with us?
Live to fight another day.
Live to do something useful.
I'll come on one condition.
Drinks?
As soon as we get on that ship, he's looking at turning tail and run. I'm not doing that. If we get on a ship, I'm taking it straight back to the city, or wherever my people are.
Hey, look.
Let's see where things are when we get there.
This is fine. I will take my own ship.
I'm not saying we don't do that. I'm just saying if there's no one left in the city, we're not going back to the city.
Or wherever my people are.
Hey, we'll do that.
All I'm saying is I'm not getting on a ship and then buggering off to God knows where.
No, nor am I. I don't know where God knows where it is in this universe. We're staying with our kind.
No one's asking you to do that, Korriban. We're just asking you to investigate this, find out what's going on, and maybe stop it.
I pick up my rifle and I walk towards the exit. I say, I swear to God, if this is fuck all, I'm going to kill the fucking lot of you.
Better people than you have tried. I light a cigarette and I follow him.
I like this group. And I follow.
And Rebook follows as well.
The Belfrev is the last one out. She's not really engaged much with Rebook at all. She's sort of avoided any engagement with him at all. It's not hostile, but it's definitely intentional. So you take the lift up, and there's this really awkward bit where you're all stood in the lift, and this music starts playing over the speakers. And the lift takes far longer than it should. And it's just a really uncomfortable silence. And then you reach the top and you hear the bing.
Well, that was considerably awkward.
And you walk out and then Buffer says, wait, we probably should check if the storm's still going. And she opens a hatch over a little reinforced glass window. And there is still quite a dramatic storm raging on the outside.
Right. Might as well loot the body of Shriva.
Come on, surely that settles it. If we can't go outside without getting into that storm, we need to go to the city through the tunnel.
Maybe we should wait it out and then go while I loot this body of my kinsman.
From your experience, these storms tend to last at most about 2 hours, and it's been roughly about an hour and a half.
Well, yeah, let's wait it out.
Can I investigate Shriva's body?
You can investigate Shriva. By the way, the rest of you did notice as soon as you stepped out of the mine, there is a decapitated Eldorei up here.
And also two dead dwarves.
Jesus, Dora, what the hell?
I didn't do those, and I pointed them. I just did that one.
The only blood is on the blade in the slowly seizing up hand of Shriva.
Right. Do you want me to do an investigation check or just loot?
Yeah, you've got half an hour. You can pretty aggressively search that body.
All right.
Not aggressively, don't you? You do it calm.
Oh, no.
Dora is not a necrophiliac, just so. That's not in a backstory in any way, shape, or form. It's not a development. It's not an arc.
Shriva has on her a grand blade, an auto rifle, and a combat knife, and about 30 cubles.
Oh, well, I'll take the cubles. I go up to the front and pull up a chair, like it's like a auction, and I take out my combat knife and I pull up a chair. I've got a grand blade here. To the highest bidder, I will give it.
I'm going to go to sleep and have a short rest while this is going on. I go to sleep as Dora is doing this. I pull up a chair quite theatrically, cigarette still going, and just close my eyes and go to sleep.
Clearly he's not strong enough to wield a grand blade. Any of the rest of you want a grand blade? Right. Dora tosses the grand blade over her head. Who would like a combat knife?
Beltrov ducks out of the way as this grand blade slams into the door next to her. What's your fucking throw?
Sorry about that. Would you like this combat knife?
No, I've got a coulter blade. I'm fine.
I open my jacket and reveal 4 combat knives.
Lovely. Want a fifth?
Why the fuck are we stood here doing nothing?
Right.
Snore loudly.
I pocket the blade. And who would like an auto rifle? Nobody? Excellent. I drop it. That was fun, wasn't it, guys? She falls back into the chair and it goes prone and she falls asleep.